O City of Light, O Club of the Capital, O Paris Saint-Germain, here we will share the magical story behind the leading club in French football.
...8:44 p.m. last night in Brussels, Bruno Ngadi scored a phenomenal free kick. His shot from more than 30 yards out beat everyone to provide a decisive goal. PSG is now the second French club to win a European Cup after Marseille. Some knew that it was coming.
I told Patrick Colter pregame that I was going to score here. When I hit the free kick, I could see the back of the net and thought that I could reach it if I really hit it. And that is what happened.
A free kick to keep for posterity. It was the goal which sealed PSG's first European title. In Brussels, the Cup Winners' Cup final against Rapid Vienna, May 8th, 1996. Before this memorable date, there were some happy days mixed with some disappointments. After a superb start to the season, things fell apart collectively, and there was a major loss of appetite for Laurent Fournier and his teammates after the Christmas break.
Everyone thought that the league would be easy as we were performing well. Then there was the break, and we had an awful return to action with many injuries. That was when it started to go downhill.
Anthology games and disastrous performances. PSG beat defending champions Nantes 5-0 at the Parc des Princes. A few weeks earlier, though, they lost 3-2 to Montpellier, despite leading 2-0 with 15 minutes remaining. Effervescence and nerve-shredding performances. Leading the league by 10 points at the break and top even 6 games from the end, the squad was in free fall and losing ground. Defender Alain Roche pulled no punches.
When you lose a game, you say it is okay and that there will be another one. The second then does not go well either, and the same for the third. Suddenly you are in a negative spiral and you lose confidence. The machine gets blocked and it is hard to restart it. Doubt creeps in. You take no risks, and this is what happened.
Paris fell victim to the rules of all or nothing.
Luis was too trusting with his PSG. For those who do not know PSG, you must be extremely demanding and also careful. We lost some points, but the only goal we had in mind was winning the Cup Winners' Cup. That was our only aim.
PSG had fallen short in 3 consecutive European campaigns, despite faring well. It was out of the question that it would happen again here.
We needed to get our head straight, to get some fresh air. The thing is, we had been playing together for quite a while, and we already knew what we were capable of.
The Parisian club's fate was decided in the space of 10 days. It was all building up to the game. President Michel Denisot did not want to miss out.
A final is not a game, it's an event. There is only one winner, and the loser does not exist.
After the group stage, Parma, then Deportivo La Coruña, it was the turn of Rapid Vienna.
I felt that we needed to do something for squad unity. We wanted to arrive like an unbeatable commando group in Brussels for the final. I was looking for what I could do and what we could bring in addition to what we had. I thought of Yannick Noah. Why? He had won Roland Garros, so he knew how to win. Also, above all, he knew how to prepare for these big events.
The priority was to relaunch the group and to rekindle its winning spirit. A pre-game retreat is planned in the Basque location of Ondai, which was proposed by rugby player Serge Blanco. The Davis Cup captain took on the role of a motivating mental coach. He wasted no time in meeting with the players.
The first thing that I asked was for all of leadership and staff to leave. It was a sign that I wanted in order to prove that I was not there on holiday. I was there to talk about victory, to taste victory, and what it meant to win.
Natural leaders know how to find cohesion, and no one knew where to find it.
He told us that in moments like this, when you can have doubts about yourselves or others, you do start to doubt each other. The best solution is a little trip together and have a good time. We did so, and it was cleansing for us. Everyone laughs looking back on that evening, as it was pretty cool. It rebuilt our chemistry. We were serene again. Luis was able to work calmly. There was less doubt. Our confidence was still mixed, but at least it was a healthy basis to work on.
2 days out to stay united, the players took the bus together to Ho City, Brussels, instead of the plane.
It was in the bus on the way to the ground before the game that I had Bruno Ngati behind me.
He asked me, "Bruno, are you focused for this game?" I told him that I would score later that evening.
I told him, "It is a good thing that you feel you will score."
I told him, "Yes, you will see. I will score tonight."
We already know how history played out, and Noah even joined in the Parisian dressing room party afterwards. Yannick Noah adding his touch to the collective success. Paris Magique is a Paris Saint-Germain podcast available across all listening platforms and the club's platform. Produced by Baba Bem, written by Melina Boetti, and hosted by David the Host.